Hello. On behalf of National Law Foundation, this is Steve Siegel. Our program today is about the SECURE Act, signed into law on December 20th of 2019. Our discussion today is going to focus on the new and significantly changed rules involving distributions from IRAs and other retirement plans. When we think of the SECURE Act, what we really should be saying to ourselves and to our clients, that this is a retirement plan distribution game changer. A lot is very different, and a lot is going to have to be rethought by many of our clients. When we think about what's happened is, we now have in the law three possible classes of beneficiaries. We have a situation where the client did not name a designated beneficiary. We have a situation of a new category called eligible designated beneficiaries. And then we have a third category basically called everyone else, all other designated beneficiaries. So what we're going to first do is talk about each of these three classes, break them down into who is involved in each class, and then figure out what we need to know about the new law and how we can plan to do the best we can with it. So let's take our first category. This is a situation where a plan participant dies and they did not have a designated beneficiary. What circumstances am I thinking about there? The person named his or her estate. Even though something was named, an estate is not, under the law, a designated beneficiary. Or the person named a charity. Again, not a designated beneficiary. Or the person named no one. Obviously, not a designated beneficiary. Or the person named a trust, but there is some problem with the trust that renders it not a proper designated beneficiary. So if the plan participant falls into any one of those categories, you don't have a designated beneficiary. What rules do we need to address? And interestingly, these rules are the same under the SECURE Act as they were before the SECURE Act. What were the rules? If the person died before their required beginning date, and the SECURE Act has moved that required beginning date up from age 70 and one half now to age 72. So if the person died before age 72, this is for deaths that occur in 2020 and later, if the person died before age 72, then the money must come out of the plan within 5 years, by the end of the fifth year following the date of death of the participant. It doesn't have to come out pro rata. It can come out early in that five-year period. It can come out equally over 5 years. It can come out on the very end of the fifth year. Any one of those options is fine, but it's got to come out within 5 years, or you're subject to the penalty for not taking proper required minimum distributions. Let's say, alternatively, the client died beyond age 72, so he or she had already met and passed his or her required beginning date. Now the rule is a little bit different. Now the rule says that the funds have to come out of the plan over the participant's remaining actuarial life expectancy as if he or she had not died after reaching the required beginning date. So what number is that? We look at a table. Let's say the client died at age 80. Let's say the life expectancy of an 80-year-old would be 8 years. Now the beneficiaries have to withdraw that money over 8 years. Sometimes you might see that referred to as the ghost life expectancy. The client has died, but we still have to be taking money from the plan based on the life expectancy they would have had they lived. So if we have that situation, the participant died before the required beginning date, you've got the five-year rule. The participant died after the required beginning date, you have the rule about actuarial life expectancy as if the person had not died. And again, as I said, that's no different than what we had prior to the SECURE Act, with the only difference being they moved up the required beginning date age from 70 and a half to 72.